You are listening to motivational quotes and inspirational life stories from real life people just like you. I'm your host, Victoria Johnson. You can learn more about me and my number one best-selling book at victoriajohnson.org. It's time to share our experiences and motivate and inspire you. So let's get started.
Hello, beautiful people. I hope that you will welcome me into your homes and into your hearts today with what I have to share with you. I just wanted to share a few words about depression. When we go through periods of time where we are maybe at home more than we're used to, or we don't have the regular freedoms that we have, or even access to the types of foods that we like to eat that keep us healthy, it's easy for those little itty bitty eyeballs of depression to start creeping around in our brain and telling us funny stories and having us doubt ourselves. And it's kind of funny now when I think about calling them eyeballs, because I'm going to picture that. I'm going to picture them as these little eyeballs creeping around looking for a place to stay. But I'm here to tell you there is no place to stay in our brain. And for me, and I am speaking only for me, I am not a medical doctor by any means. I have just had problems with depression most of my life. So I am a qualified subject. Let's put it that way. So over the last couple of days, I've noticed, you know, I've had a lot of significant disappointments with things not working out the way that I had planned that they would work out, and having to make some modifications to schedules. And also, you know, things are hard on families financially right now with big changes happening. I do trust that the universe has a plan for us all, and that God has us in the palm of his hand through all of this. But as we, let's say we get in our canoe and we are in the river of life, we are some of us paddling a little upstream right now instead of floating down the river of life. So I wanted to share with you what I hoped would be some tips, just 5 really quick tips on help to push back depression. I'm not saying by any means not to go see your doctor if you feel you have depression, but you know, let's try some strategies that I know of time and time again have worked for me. So the other night I'm laying in bed and I'm starting to get those thoughts rolling in, not really even noticing them. It's more of a mood settling in, darkness, a heaviness. And if you've not had depression before, you know, maybe not realize, it's kind of like falling into a hole. And if you realize you're falling into that hole, you claw and you try and fight your way out as best you can, you know, getting those handfuls of dirt as you go, just clawing and clawing and clawing, trying not to fall into the hole. One thing that you probably won't be doing is screaming, saying, help me. And that is on my list of 5 things today that needs to happen when we are falling into that hole. So first of all, let's just start there. It's not my number one, but it is now. So number one, scream for help. Let people know how you're feeling. Let them know, hey, you know what? I can feel these dark edges coming in. I can feel myself starting to fall into that hole. And I can feel those little eyeballs creeping around in my brain looking for a place to land. And instead, we want to have support from people who love us, support from the community, wherever we can get support so that that depression does not settle in. As anyone who has had depression will tell you, once it has settled in, it is a much harder problem to deal with. However, it is still very conquerable. So 5 things that I want you to know that you can do to stop depression in its tracks and get it out of those corners of your mind and keep yourself from falling into that hole. And one thing that I've really noticed for myself, again, this is for me personally, is sugar, right? So we think it's the comfort food. We think, oh, I'm going to have myself some sugar and I'm going to feel better. And in the moment, generally speaking, when it's melting in your mouth or you're chewing on a licorice or whatever the case may be, it does feel better. But then it's followed by the emotional impact of the shame. And if it's not followed by that, it's always followed by the physiological impact of the sugar in your bloodstream. It makes your body become very acidic. And as sugar makes your body become acidic, it breaks it down and becomes more inflamed. As it becomes more inflamed, you experience more illness and the cycle continues. The other thing that I want to say is, along with sugar, cutting down on the sugar, cutting out the sugar, whatever it is that you need to do. For me, it has to be a cutout. There's no such thing as cut down. Add water. And so my number 2 step is get your body moving and add water. And so when I say get your body moving, again, I'm not a fitness trainer. I am not a doctor. But, you know, things that most people can do is a walk around the block. Maybe right now for me, it's just been the last 2 days I've got back on the treadmill and have said, I'm not going to let this depression work its way into my mind. I'm not going to fall into that hole. Getting on the treadmill, getting in more water. So you see the theme here, right? Less sugar, more water, more exercise, more water. The other thing that we need to really remember to feed is our mind. And when we feed our mind with positive thoughts, those thoughts become things. And it generally lifts up our entire mood. We produce serotonin, we get those feel-good endorphins rolling, and we really believe that there is hope for us. And not every statement or affirmation or visualization that you do in the beginning may feel real to you, but I promise you just to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, and it will become very real for you. The universe is always on your side and wants you to be happy. And so I'm going to share with you a few affirmations today from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. I wish I had a copy here to show you. And so she talks about starting our affirmations with, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. And isn't that a great way just to start off? In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. And we end each affirmation with, all is well in my world. So I'm just going to share a few that I've selected for you here today. In the beginning of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. And yet, life is ever-changing. There is no beginning. There is no end. There is only a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. Every moment of life is a new beginning as we move from the old to the new. This moment is a new beginning for me right here, right now, and all is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am always divinely protected and guided, and it is safe for me to look within myself. It is safe for me to look into the past. It is safe for me to enlarge my viewpoint of life. I am far more than my personality, past, present, or future. I now choose to rise above my personality problems to recognize the magnificence of my being. I am totally willing to learn to love myself. All is well in my world. And you know, I've only read two of these treatments to you from her book, and already I feel better. And I know that as we put that fuel in the tank, right, that spiritual fuel, that uplifting fuel, then we can't help but get those positive results back. And I just want to share one more thing from you here from this step three, the affirmations, visualizations, feeding your mind healthy, healthy things, and drinking more water, is how to change. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Change is the natural law of my life. I welcome change. I am willing to change. I choose to change my thinking. I choose to change the words I use. I move from the old to the new with ease and joy. It is easier for me to forgive than I thought. Forgiving makes me feel light and free. It is with joy that I learn to love myself more and more. And the more resentment that I release, the more love I have to express. Changing my thoughts makes me feel good. I am learning to choose to make today a pleasure to experience. All is well in my world. And the reason I wanted to share that last little bit with you is I choose to change my thinking. I choose to change the words I use. How many times have either yourself or someone you know done this? You know, hi, how are you? Well, it's Monday, or it's going to be one of those days, or with everything that's going on. Maybe you're saying, oh, I'm feeling depressed. My depression is back. I think my depression is back. It usually takes me like 2 years to get over it. I can feel myself getting depressed just over and over and over again, reinforcing that thought. So when I wanted to talk to you about depression today, what I really wanted to talk to you about was not reinforcing that thought, but instead trusting life. And you can say, I've been having some sensations of lower feelings. I am aware that I am prone to depression. Therefore, I am making positive changes in my life. I am reading positive books. I'm listening to positive books on podcasts. I'm reading positive posts on social media. I am eating the right foods. I'm staying away from sugar. I'm getting some exercise. I'm drinking lots of water. I'm surrounding myself with like-minded, happy, positive people who too want to find the solution from falling into that hole. It's just so important, and I can't stress it enough. If you are on the edge of that hole, fight, claw, scream, ask for help to keep you from falling into that deep depression. And know that people in this world love to help. They really do. They love to help. So you are not bothering anybody when you reach out. You are giving them the opportunity to be blessed by you reaching out. So please do reach out, ask for help, cut your sugar, drink your water, get your exercise, feed your mind with beautiful, healthy, nourishing things. And one more thing, which is give thanks. When you are giving thanks and in a state of gratitude, it's hard to focus on the negative. So be thankful for that sleep you got. It doesn't matter if it was interrupted 10 times. Just be thankful for the time you did have to sleep. And a little tip here, even if you are having trouble sleeping, just focus on resting. But tell yourself you're so thankful that your body has the opportunity to rest. Be thankful for the legs that carry you, for the eyes that see, for the mind that allows you to have and observe and really take in these words. Allow yourself to be thankful for a mouth that can eat and drink and nourish yourself, and for all of the technology available now that we can use at a moment's notice to help us from falling into that pit of depression. So please do know that my thoughts and prayers are with you. I understand you completely. I have been there myself for decades, and I'm on the other side, and I intend to stay here. If you are in the hole and you are able to reach out to friends and family, please do. If you are on the side, please do reach out for professional help if you would like that. If you'd like to talk to me more, you can find me at my website, victoriajohnson.org. I just want you to know, friend, I have been there. I have no desire to go back, and I have no desire to stand on the sidelines and watch you fall in the hole. So please, let's stay well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today. It is my true desire that you have been inspired and felt a sense of connection with the words being shared. If you have an inspirational story to share on how you have overcome adversity and created an exceptional life, please visit my website, victoriajohnson.org. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.